Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brian Flanagan is the head of sport at the Irish Mirror newspaper. Brian, you might explain to listeners what happened recently.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
I'm good. Well, first of all, it's quite embarrassing, and I imagine you're probably going to have a lot of people screaming at the radio saying, what sort of an idiot is this? But basically, I was duped by an online TikTok scam where I was sitting at home, I think the Saturday before last, just, you know, watching TV, scrolling through my phone, and a O'Neill's GA shop advert came up, and I clicked on it, and, you know, slightly distracted by the match and everything else, I started, you know, said to myself, this is actually quite a good sale, so, you know, I decided to buy a few things, basically, and turned out that it was a cloned website, effectively, that was nothing to do with O'Neill's, but looked amazingly like it, and I mean, as I said in the article that I wrote, I sort of wrote it as a bit of a warning to other people, and also as a bit of therapy for myself, because, you know, I was sort of mortified by the whole thing, but it just looked so real and genuine, and, you know, it was only really when I got the confirmation email for what I allegedly bought that I very quickly realised that this was a complete and utter scam, you know, because it was...
So it was a dupe, basically, website that had been set up online on TikTok to somewhat replicate the O'Neill's website that so many of our listeners, of course, would know. And they were alleging to have a sale for their clothing, and you thought, brilliant, there's a bargain, I'll go on, I'll get that. You were probably buying a jersey or something, Brian, were you?
Yeah, I have teenagers, so, you know, they kind of live in O'Neill's gear, so, you know, we're going on holidays, and just thought it might have been a good chance to pick up a few bits. Thankfully, I didn't spend too much, but, you know, I'm kind of the last person I would have fallen for this, because, like, I spend my life looking at computers and dealing with you know, and I sat through a million, you know, compliance videos, etc. So, you know, it was embarrassing now, and to be caught out by it. But
I actually think it's great you're sharing this, because I think it really kind of highlights to listeners, you know, Brian, how vulnerable we all are to some of these, you know, pretty good and pretty real looking duplicate and fake sites.
Yeah, I mean, particularly when you're not sort of fully paying attention, and I think it's probably the, you know, how they stay in business, that people are, you know, you're so used to looking at stuff online and seeing ads and etc. that, you know, you just don't really, sometimes you just sort of, your brain just kind of switches off, and it just sort of goes into, you know, automatic pilot almost to be browsing through this kind of thing. It was only really when I brought it up on an actual desktop screen that you could probably see that, you know, some of the artwork was probably a little bit, you know, not as professional as you'd think. So, but on your phone, it looked pretty good.
So after you purchased the items, you got a confirmation email. So it still all seemed pretty legit.
But I mean, the email was sort of, you know, it was the penny drop then, because, like, you know, the grammar was poor and, you know, some of the wording was a bit off, and then, you know, the name that was given on it was like some, you know, it was after that that, you know, you would definitely realize this is a scam, you know. But it was only really then that I realized that, you know, I can't overemphasize how actual real the cloned website looked when you were on your phone browsing through it. You know, in hindsight, maybe some of the deals they were offering were unbelievable, but you're kind of used to these sort of warehouse sales, and I was thinking, maybe, you know, it's getting near the end of the GA season, maybe, you know, maybe they're just trying to sell off a bit of stuff. But obviously
so
not.
Now,
I contacted O'Neill's.
Okay.
And look, they said they don't advertise in that way on TikTok or on social media, and that they were aware that there was some sites out there, you know, cloning basically their own.
Was worth flagging with them for sure, Brian. No doubt about that. So, have you had any luck with getting your money back, or what were the next steps there?
Not yet. I mean, I got onto Revolut. In fairness, they were pretty good at this sort of thing. You know, I can't, no complaints there. I mean, they're still working at trying to get it back, but I wouldn't I wouldn't hold much hope. It's just one of these things. It's like, you know, once bitten, twice shy, and I suppose you know, everybody, it can happen to you. I didn't think it ever happened to me, but it did. So you know, just for people to be on the lookout for this sort of thing, because I actually went looking the other day, and there are other ones for various other brands as well, like that I've seen as well. So it seems to be something that's popping up a lot lately.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Brian, about 2 years ago, I bought a dress from what I thought was a clothes shop based in Limerick, only to find out that it was a fraudulent replica site of this clothes shop. And I got a dress that looked nothing like what I thought I was buying, and had to end up cancelling my cards and all that go with it. So I hope my own mistake makes you feel somewhat better.
Yeah, well, at least you got something. I'm not expecting anything, but yeah, no, I feel like an awful fool, and everybody's been having a good laugh at me and else. But I just wanted to write about it, and you know, as a sort of a warning, and as I said, a bit of therapy, and hopefully, it might lead to somebody else not getting conned.
Yeah, no, look, it's absolutely worth, I think, flagging the sites to the proprietors of the actual companies, as you did, Brian. In this case, you contacted O'Neill's, and I see as well, you know, as you mentioned, they've said that O'Neill's don't sell products via TikTok or any of the other kind of social media marketplaces, that all of their official O'Neill's products are sold through their official website and the authorised retail locations. Unfortunately, fraudulent websites and advertisements can sometimes appear online offering heavily discounted products in order to mislead customers. So as Brian Flanagan mentioned there, it is a cautionary tale and well worth flagging to you all today. Brian, thanks a million for getting in touch and sharing your story with us. Brian Flanagan there, Head of Sport with the Irish Mirror newspaper.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.